was over 3 years ago that the Deep Horizon oil spill occurred in the Gulf of Mexico.
A really tragic event, not least which folks were injured and lost their lives. And then you have the enormous ecological damage, the environmental damage from the oil spill itself.
That's the chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Jason Weller, who says that obviously there wasn't much they could do about the actual oil in the Gulf.
But because the rivers and the ecosystem is part of the Gulf area, we looked really broadly on how we can use our private lands approach to conservation to really help the health of the waters and the soils and the wildlife of the Gulf region.
And with those principles in mind, Weller says the NRCS Gulf of Mexico Initiative was born.
So NRCS worked with its partners, and we're really then going in and focusing on rivers that flow to the Gulf, so not just the Mississippi River, but other rivers such as the Weeks Bay and the Upper Fish River in Alabama, as well as the Suwannee River in Florida, the Escambia River that flows from Alabama and Florida into the Gulf, different rivers across the five states of the Gulf, and looking at how farmers and ranchers upstream, by making some investments on their operations to help them be as productive as possible.
This is the second of the initial three-year investment of the initiative. For more information and to learn about the successes of the Gulf of Mexico Initiative, visit the NRCS website at nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.